Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
30 years ago, it was an almost unimaginable moment of history in San Francisco.
Both Mayor Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk have been shot and killed.
Oh,
the suspect, the Supervisor Dan White.
Still gives me goosebumps. 30 years ago, Harvey Milk, city councilman, made history as the first openly gay man elected to office in San Francisco. Months later, Dan White made history when he assassinated Harvey Milk. 30 years have passed, and Hollywood is marking Milk's legacy on the silver screen in a new biopic. And to talk about really the political significance of Harvey Milk, and the reviews of this film are actually pretty positive, but we want to focus on politics this morning. Joining us now is Carol Ruth Silver, who's a former member of San Francisco's Board of Supervisors and a good friend of Harvey Milk. Carol, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good morning.
And good morning. And here in the studio with me is New York State Senator Tom Duane, a gay activist here in New York, very familiar with the Harvey Milk story and with the political significance of what happened 30 years ago and carrying that forward today. Tom, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Carol, Harvey Milk was the representative of a group, a constituency, a so-called special interest in San Francisco, who used his political savvy to really become a very powerful force in San Francisco. But he's more than just a representative of a particular special interest group, wouldn't you say?
Oh, a great deal more. And it's not exactly correct to say he was a representative of the gay constituency. He represented a district which had gay people and straight people and brown people and black people and old people and young people. And Harvey represented them all.
And we're going to use the voice of Sean Penn to evoke Harvey Milk. I mean, that's all that we can do at this point. But let's get a listen to the Long Island twang that Harvey Milk was known to deliver in his impassioned speeches. Here's Sean Penn speaking, though, from the trailer of the movie Milk.
My name is Harvey Milk, and I'm here to recruit you. On the Declaration of Independence, it is written, all men are created equal. No matter how hard you try, you can never erase those words. That is what America is!
Sean Penn, an excerpt from the movie Milk, playing Harvey Milk from Long Island. Carol Ruth Silver, in Harvey Milk's political legacy, I mean, what he did was kind of mobilize a coalition in urban politics that really is reminiscent of a time that no longer exists in American urban politics. I mean, he was a wheeler and dealer way beyond simply being a gay rights activist.
I think that is true. He was the first one to reach out to, as a gay politician, to reach out to the other constituents, the other minor constituencies like Asians and in San Francisco in particular, the Teamsters. The foundation of his political might in San Francisco was a deal that he made with Alan Baird, the Teamster leader, over a boycott of Coors Beer. The Teamsters wanted to get Coors Beer out because they were non-union, and Harvey offered them the gay bars. They came to Harvey, actually.
Wow.
But he said, if you will allow gays to be truck drivers, to join the Teamsters, we will I'll organize all the gays in this area, and we will get Coors out of the bars. And they did, and Coors failed. Coors fell and gave the union what they wanted.
Hardball politics. Senator Tom Duane here in the studio in New York. What did Harvey Milk accomplish? I mean, I'm reminded of the defeat of Proposition 6, which was the old Anita Bryant-inspired measure in California, ballot measure to ban gays from teaching in the state of California. Harvey Milk took that on directly and won.
He was a great example of how you could, as Carol has said, organize not just the gay community, but really organize a lot of people to join together. So even out in California, when you saw this Prop 8 battle, it wasn't just the gay and lesbian community fighting to stop that proposition. It was also unions, and even Governor Schwarzenegger said he was opposed to it. And
to remind people, Proposition 8, of course, is the proposition measure that passed this election, which bans same-sex marriage in California.
Yes, and I think that the model that he set up is one that most of us in politics who are gay or lesbian have followed, that we can't do it alone. There is no district that's predominantly or exclusively gay. We always have to join with other people. You can never get elected or win any ideological battles unless you join with other groups.
What do you think the political message from Harvey Milk's legacy is for people today thinking about the transition of the new Obama administration, Tom?
Keep fighting, even though I think the vast majority of the LGBT community, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community, was very excited at Barack Obama's election for a whole host of reasons. It doesn't mean that the gay civil rights movement is by any means over. We're going to have some setbacks, but we have to keep fighting. And it's better to be with a friendly administration and fighting, but we still have to fight for ourselves.
Carol Ruth Silver, what's the lesson do you think Americans broadly should draw politically from the life and accomplishments of Harvey Milk, the late Harvey Milk?
I think Tom suggested it well, that that American politics is always coalition politics. There are always compromises to be made, and there's no point in being totally ideologically pure. You don't get anywhere that way. But in the movie, the movie has a number of slogans for Harvey Milk, which Harvey Milk delivers, but the one that is real, the one that the real Harvey Milk delivered time and time again, was out of the closet. His message to every gay person in this began in the Anita Bryant fight, where as is portrayed in the movie, he said, "There is no way that on a statewide initiative we, the gay community, is going to win this fight unless we have all these coalitions. So we have to come out. We have to say to our friend, our neighbor, our lawyer, our doctor, we have to say, I am the person that you are afraid of. I am lesbian or gay or bisexual or transgender. I am the person that you have had as a friend, have had as a relative, have had as a son or a daughter. Don't be afraid of me. Vote against this initiative."
Well, Carol Ruth Silver, I mean, he gave his life, Harvey Milk did, for that out of the closet, and that was 12 years before Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We've backslid,
right,
I think. Carol Ruth Silver, thanks so much for joining us from San Francisco. And Senator Tom Duane, do you have a last word quickly?
Just the most powerful weapon in the arsenal that the LGBT community has is coming out.
All right, Tom Duane, New York State Senator, here in the studio. Carol Ruth Silver, former member of San Francisco's Board of Supervisors and a good friend of Harvey Milk. The movie Milk opens in the theaters this weekend.